And the next item that we're going to cover is the ex-ante assessment. That's a product that is already available on the website. And there, again, I would like to give the floor to Alessandro to explain to us what's the ex-ante and what FICOMPASS has done in this respect.
As you know, ex-ante assessment is something that is foreseen by the regulation, Article 37. You've got the seven magic steps that you have to take. Yeah, you can interpret it as a requirement that you have to accomplish, or you can interpret it as an investment that you do now for the rest of the life of your financial world, a financial instrument. I suggest you to go for the second one, to interpret it not as an exercise that you have to do because it's required, but because if you do that, then you have a lot of knowledge and understanding on the dimension and the scope of your financial instrument. For example, in each of the seven steps, I think that I got a strict correlation with the coming after. For example, from the beginning, you have the market, the assessment of the market failure and the gaps and the suboptimal. This is essential. If you have not this comprehension, how you can shape and may have a dimension of financial instruments. And then the following steps, you are inquiring which are the added value of financial instruments. Again, the financial instrument doesn't take place alone. It takes place in a context, in a policy context, within an operational program, with a combination of other tools. So if you don't know how is the plus of your financial instruments, it's difficult that you can complement with something else. And lesson learned, for example, is, I mean, if you do not base your experience on your experience, what could be the assessment or the feasibility of your financial instruments? It would be very difficult. I don't know. Which kind of lesson learned we can have from the Gran Rona, for example, or in your experience? Which are the kind of lessons that the managing authority take from in shaping the financial instrument?
Well, I think in this context, really, it's what we were talking about earlier in terms of looking at how financial instruments have worked during the period and whether they've performed the way expected and what you can take from that into your next set of financial instruments. And I think that's really one of the important elements that's been introduced by this mandatory requirement for an ex-ante assessment, because obviously it wasn't mandatory in the previous period. There were some carried out. They varied in terms of their quality, and few of them looked at the lessons learned. So they were kind of starting from almost a blank slate in some cases, not all, of course. But it's taking into account the lessons learned, and also on your next slide, having an explicit discussion of how financial instruments can contribute to achieving the objectives and results of the operational program. It seems kind of strange to suggest that you might be coming up with a proposal for financial instruments without looking at how they will contribute to the OP's objectives, but you know, that can be the case, or has been the case. And I think that the provision to update the ex-ante assessment, to revisit it, it's something that's very important also, because obviously market conditions changed quite dramatically during the last program period, and it's good to have the opportunity to go back and check that what you're doing is still appropriate. But another major lesson is that another major lesson is that the ex-ante is certainly a starting point, but it may only take you so far. You may have to do additional work before you take the products to market. For example, you know, you may have to do some market testing, and I know this is something the London Green Fund did before launching. So maybe Kenroy could talk about that. Talk about that later on. But
yeah, and because we know that the ex-ante assessment is the basement of the development of the future development of financial instruments, the Free Compass provide five volumes of methodology. One is a general one, which is 200 pages, and the other one very specific sector about innovation, support to SME, and urban and territorial thematic and energy, low carbon economy. For example, do you use this methodology assessment? I mean, how do you find that this methodological support? I don't know if any one of you have got already an experience with this, good experience with the methodology of the ex-ante assessment. No. No, because one of the things that when we were developing Fee Compass, we also think that, having five volumes might be a little bit scary for the people, no? You got Tolstoy in front of you. It's something that you put close to your bed when you go to sleep. It's not necessary you're going to read it. So this is why, this was a trap. I mean, I make this trap test. Why we develop, let's say, the guide of the guide. So we have a quick guide that we introduce you in the ex-ante assessment is the one that you got in your folder. It's the last dossier is about that. And I think it's very useful. It's also useful to understand the overall functioning of the financial instruments beyond the guide of ex-ante assessment. And then we also are developing a video. Again, I think that video is a good way to, as an introduction to the ex-ante assessment. I also supposed to pass to you some formative elements, and then case studies, because I think that we need also to buy you. In a sense, we have to convince you that the ex-ante assessment is useful, and the people do it with the success. And it's important that you tailor the ex-ante assessment around your needs. So for tailoring the ex-ante assessment, you need to understand the basis. So this is why we put this effort. Five volumes, plus case studies, plus videos, plus a quick guide. Then, of course, I will not expect that you are following all the methodological guidance as a religious prescription. But if you understand which is the rationale underpinning this suggestion, probably you can adapt and have a better use of it.
Sorry, just to add another point, which I forgot to say earlier, that another important innovation is that you can carry out your ex-ante assessment in stages or in phases. And I think that's proving quite popular during this period with managing authorities, that they maybe do a high-level ex-ante assessment to start with, and then more specialized work following up through the period, maybe starting with access to finance, which is maybe more straightforward in some ways, following that on with urban development and other new areas, and leaving the option open to come back and tackle maybe more difficult areas to check whether there's an appetite for something in the area of low carbon. We're seeing that in quite a few managing authorities.
No, I just probably want to add to this. I mean, I mean, the way I tend to look at this is, I mean, these things. I mean, what we do, it's more social science and natural sciences. So, I mean, the more you understand about the market, the better it is for you. Because, I mean, fundamentally, as public authorities, I mean, we. Probably assuming most of you are here from managing authority, anyway, understand more about probably providing grants and probably less so about using financial instruments to achieve your economic development objective. Because fundamentally, these are products that were used by the private sector to achieve financial returns. But what we're actually trying to do with these things here are actually blending that to achieve economic development objectives as well as financial objectives. So it's not only new for us, but probably new for the private sector as well. So it is to my mind, it's therefore important to understand how we can actually make that work. So you need to understand, as public bodies, how the market actually work and how we can actually introduce this new. So, you know, I don't necessarily see the ex ante as a sort of a regulatory burden. Indeed, under the 713 program, where it wasn't compulsory, we actually did carry out an evaluation to understand how the market works. And as sort of Runa said, even though we actually did do that exercise, we had to revisit it before the procurement, because we did our ex ante, we started our ex ante in 2007, finished it just before the crash. So all the assumptions, just before the financial crash, so all the assumptions that went into all of that, we had to revisit it. Because as I said, it is a social science, so it doesn't stay static. So we had to look at things again just before we went out and procure to understand, are those assumptions still valid, given what, and some weren't, because what we were looking to do is to get the private sector to provide all the match funding. And they were saying to us, no, we don't have the money now, so we definitely won't do it. So we had to restructure. But I think the point I'm trying to make here is don't see it as a regulatory burden to do ex ante. It is, you know, sort of a key tool in actually helping you to set up and design a scheme that is probably new to you as a public body, but actually you're actually taking a product, tweaking it to do something else, which was originally set to do.
Thank you very much. Bruno, how do you see the challenges of the ex ante?
Maybe to build on this, ex ante would be also, so if it's done well, might give you a different feeling of what's going on in your territory. You might not necessarily be aware of failures, market failures, which are in your country, in your region. It's also, I see it as a preferential moment to involve stakeholder in the analysis. So, and buy them into your future plan. So in interviews, if there will be interviews in your ex ante, probably think to involve as much stakeholder as possible in your region, in your member state. This is extremely important. It would be a useful tool for you to report and explain and to convince the political level that what you have in mind, what you're planning to do, needs to be done because there is a need, because there is a real need from the market. So probably a tool also to convince and to buy in the upper level, the political level, which is in the end will have to decide how we use this public money. Main challenges of the ex ante. First of all, build within a region, within a member state, the consensus about starting the ex ante. I guess this is in some cases a real challenge, because not everybody, first of all, understand the need and agrees to start, and maybe there are second agendas already in place. So it's I guess this is the first challenge. Once the consensus is reached, probably the next step is to how to tackle, who is going to carry out this ex ante. Shall we do it internally? Shall we use external bodies? How we are going to appoint these external bodies? So there might be some procurement which is involved there. There might be some possibilities which are could be explored there. Thereafter, probably as a challenge, decide on which area this ex ante will focus. Take advantage of it was mentioned many times today, of the new possibility, flexibility in terms of sectors. I'm thinking about agriculture, to some extent fisheries, low carbon emission, all sectors which were less covered or non-covered in the previous editions. Maybe what should be included in the ex ante, and this was extremely well covered. You have several volumes to go through, a quick guide as well. And maybe a challenge also could be, okay, we analyze the market gaps, we assess them, but let's be realistic. Let's be realistic with the figures that we put. We don't have to with the limited amount of money, public money that we have, to cover all the gaps. So we will contribute to reduce this gap, but we are not planning to cover all the gap. Be realistic about who might implement. Not necessarily all the market players are willing to play in with the structural funds. So maybe there is a need to buy them in the idea, see how they can play with you and see to which extent their contribution and the added value could go in the same direction of the public authorities. And again, and it was mentioned many times, take advantage of, or the ex-ante is a preferential moment, and this is also related to your question, to see what went wrong or what went well. What are the critical factors or the success factors which allow me in the previous edition, if there was one, to have results or things that went wrong. So this is also a preferential moment to include. It's not an ex post, as I said before, but it's a good moment to include and to rethink about the overall previous story.
Thank you very much.